Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Well, thank you so much for coming back to my channel. I'm delighted to say the United Kingdom has very belatedly done something to try and mitigate the massive scale violence against civilians in Gaza, which has been going on for almost 11 months now. The United Kingdom has defended suspending some arms sales to Israel. And obviously, the United Kingdom should have gone much further than this. So the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, says it's shameful. Wow, what chutzpah. What's shameful are the crimes against humanity that he's been committing, so it will only embolden Hamas. Well, I think what's really emboldened the enemies of Israel is just how outrageously immoral and sadistic the Israeli Defense Forces are against Palestinian civilians. And that has just stored up an ocean of hatred against Israel. Now, most Israelis should know nationality should be hated. So national or racial hatred is, of course, deplorable. But war crimes are the kind of thing which exacerbate inter-ethnic asperities. Goodness, you know, Israel is armed to the teeth, often likes to boast that it's got state-of-the-art of weaponry and so much of it, crow about its military victories that it's won through Arab armies like a knife through hot butter, so it can certainly defeat Hamas. And Hamas is a spent force. I mean, Hamas never had a single tank or armored personnel carrier or infantry fighting vehicle or fixed-wing aircraft or helicopter or howitzer or almost anything. Yes, they had explosives. Yes, they had some firearms. And they did kill about 1,200 people on the 7th of October. But the idea that there's some sort of significant threat to Israel is ludicrous. And Netanyahu is also about the success of this military operation, that they've all but annihilated Hamas. I mean, total victory is just unobtainable. But he's willing to kill limitless numbers of Palestinian civilians in pursuit of this so-called absolute victory. So anyway, the Palestine's representative of the United Kingdom said that it was a step in the right direction. And he exhorted the United Kingdom to fulfill its legal obligations under domestic and international law. So 350 weapons export licenses the United Kingdom has granted to sell weaponry to Israel. Only 30 of those should be suspended, should have gone much further. Now, the United Kingdom's Defense Secretary, John Healey, says that the UK is a staunch ally of Israel. Hello? What? Israel and the UK have signed no defense treaty. What has Israel ever done for the United Kingdom in the defense realm? Nothing. Which war do they ever send a soldier to? There are no British bases in Israel. There's no Israeli military bases in the UK. And the UK purchases a minimal amount of Israeli military equipment. And it is true that Mossad has sometimes tipped off the UK about terrorist attacks and vice versa. But Israel is far from being an ally. I mean, the UK isn't and shouldn't be an enemy of Israel. Okay, I want Israel to exist. I want Palestine to exist. Every sovereign state has a right to exist, and but Palestine is a sovereign state by almost any definition. Much more should have been cut off. So His Majesty's government said that these weapons in Gaza, they could be used in violation of international law. And Amnesty International UK, an organization that I abominate because of its advocacy of the mass murder of children, but it is right sometimes, and said that these measures were far too pusillanimous. Now Mr. Healey said it was agonizing to see those six dead hostages who found the other day. But what's this got to do with his weaponry? How about the tens of thousands of dead Palestinian civilians? They were told we should poo-poo this figure of 40,000 civilians dead from the Hamas-run health ministry. Well, why? I mean, you could listen to all sorts of aid agencies, human rights organizations, and their estimates are broadly in line with that. Should we therefore dismiss Israeli estimates of their casualties just because it's run by the Israeli government? The Israeli government has been caught lying many, many times about this, about who it's killed and when it's killed them and how it's killed them. So why on earth should we believe them when they've got absolutely no credibility left whatsoever? Goodness. So there'll be spare parts for certain fighter jets, helicopters and drones. Now, a little bird told me that Israel doesn't particularly need or value these British weaponry. It purchases British weaponry to try and keep the UK sweet as money for the UK arms industry, to try and keep that relationship fairly cordial. And Israel's got its own very impressive military manufacturing sector, as well as purchasing things from the United States. I can't think of a single item that the United States has ever refused to sell them. I know Biden did briefly suspend certain weapons shipments. Anyway, So Healy says that many of the things that it sells are not related to offensive operations, only for defensive purposes. Often it's a false distinction. So British arms sales to Israel, only about 1% of Israel's defense imports. So, you know, this is like only symbolic, but okay, symbols can matter. The UK has got to do what it can. However little that is, if it saves even a single life, is worth it. And it obviously brings into question the broader issue of arms exports. The United Kingdom exporting to Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Ukraine, and so on. So some of these countries, particularly like Saudi Arabia, has got an appalling human rights record and has killed many, many civilians in Yemen. I know civilians always get killed in war, right? That doesn't make it acceptable. That makes it regrettable, makes it an unfortunate fact of life. Of course, one should strive to keep civilian deaths down. They cannot always be avoided. But it seems to me that Saudi Arabia takes no steps to mitigate the risk of civilians, and indeed to aggravate and increase civilian casualties, just like Israel. And I know Israel could have gone farther, saying, well, you know, we've only killed quite a small percentage of the population of Gaza. Is it there 2 million people left there? So we've only killed about 2% of them and wounded maybe another 6% of them. Really wanted to wipe out the population of Gaza, would have gone much further, as some people have advocated. One of their government ministers said that food should be cut off and entirely be morally justified. So the United States supplies the great bulk of the weapons purchased by Israel, almost 70% of its conventional arms imports. There ought to be a full arm, embargo. So I do agree with the Amnesty International, United Kingdom on this, that they ought to be all cut off. OK, Israel must pay some sort of price for these barbaric attacks. So, you know, Netanyahu says, oh, it's a fellow democracy. And OK, the Israelis are democratic amongst themselves. But that makes it even worse that many Israeli people would therefore approve of deliberately slaughtering Palestinian civilians on such a huge scale. And Boris Johnson has been an ultra-Zionist, said we mustn't abandon Israel. Well, why not? Israel's just another country with whom the UK doesn't have a particularly close relationship, doesn't even trade very much. They're not even many dual citizens. There are not many Britons living in Israel. There are not many Israelis living in the United Kingdom. Goodness. So it's quite shocking. Anyway, so Emily Thornbury says this is bad news coming as it is, with those six civil hostages just found dead. Well, I don't see it makes it particularly worse. You know, civilians are killed every single day, you know, dozens of them. Six more, I'm sorry to say, it makes very little difference. Goodness. So, yeah, so some Labour MPs have been pushing for them to go further. Now, why is Labour doing this belatedly? Partly legal advice that the United Kingdom might find itself in breach of international law by expediting crimes against humanity. If you know someone's going to commit murder and you provide him with a weapon to commit that murder, then you are equally guilty. And Israel has deliberately killed civilians on many, many occasions. And there are some times they haven't killed civilians, have only killed militants, all right, or in pursuance of a legitimate military objective, have killed civilians when they're really trying to kill militants. Okay, and you might say that's morally and legally acceptable. You'd probably be right. But there are times that's not the case, that every hospital, every mosque, every clinic, every school is a Hamas base, according to the IDF. It's a sort of argument that Hamas would use, that, well, a lot of Israeli men are military reservists, so we'll just kill them all, and so are some women. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. So I'm so lucky not to be in Gaza. Imagine just how horrific it is there, just infernal, just no way out. Civilians slaughtered every single day, unable to defend themselves. They can't even escape. Inadequate food, running water, medical care, electricity, everything. So much suffering. Yeah, and this is actually more than needs to be inflicted in order for Israel to achieve its military goals. And yet the world does nothing. And it's grist to the mill of tyrants and aggressors everywhere else, like Russia will correctly say, look at this Western hypocrisy. Look at Ukraine's allies facilitating these atrocities. Therefore, our massacres of Ukrainian civilians are entirely acceptable. Well, make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Cease fire now. Save Gaza. Save Israel. Okay? Let there be peace with justice in the Middle East. But I'm not bating my breath for it. Toodaloo.